What's good? We are back. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Got another special guest for y'all. This guy actually has 15 fights under his belt as a pro boxer. He's now transitioned into BKFC. He's a welterweight. He will be fighting at BKFC 61. Saturday, May 11th, 7 p.m. at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut, against Rick Hahn. Let's bring him in. Scotty.
Yo, what's up?
Scotty Bombs Lamper. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on? There we go.
So I want to start with some standard questions. What inspired you to become a professional boxer?
Man, I always loved boxing, you know, like, I was always a fighter. When I was a kid, I was getting in fights. It was like one of those stories, like, you know, people, I just fought a lot, and people always tell me, oh, you should box, you should box, you should box. And then, you know, I started boxing. I was, you know, I started the amateur boxing thing, and, you know, I started getting good, and I started winning fights, and, you know, I won an amateur title. I did a little bit of amateur MMA, but I'm kind of a short guy for my weight class. I've always, you know, like, I've been like a really aggressive fighter. I rarely take a backward step. And, you know, when I saw the whole bare knuckle thing, I just got real excited about it because I feel like it suits me, you know. And I don't know, like I said, you know, you start something, you start seeing growth, you get good at it, it makes you want to do it more, and just turned into this thing. And like, I actually got into boxing. I went pro in boxing so I could do bare knuckle. You know, I was an amateur boxer and I took a couple years off. And I saw the whole BKFC thing happening. And I was like, man, I want in there. So I actually talked to a guy named Mort Goldsmith. I'm not sure if you know him or not, but you know, he's
familiar.
You know, with the organization, he's you know, he's a legend. He's like a you know, he's in the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame. But I said I wanted to fight. He told me that they only take pros, and I said okay, so I'll go have a couple of pro boxing matches. And I went and did that, and I actually ended up winning a state championship. I was the cruiserweight champion of Massachusetts, and you know, long story short, I ended up getting into the BKFC, and now I'm doing bare knuckle, and it's like this is what it was all about from the beginning, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you what belts those were that you were holding. What belts were those again?
It was the cruiserweight state championship of Massachusetts. I'm the former cruiserweight champion of Massachusetts, but I've dropped weight since then. You know, I was always fighting all these 6'3" guys, 6'4", 6'5". I fought for the ABF ABF heavyweight intercontinental Americas championship last year, and the guy was 6'5", number one in Belarus. You know, like, just, you know, like, kind of a stupid fight for me to take, but I'm known for that. You know, I'll fight anybody, and you know, now it's like I'm just being a little bit smarter about it. I'm in a more natural weight class for me. I'm going down to 165. My first, my bare knuckle debut, I fought, it was like a catchweight thing at 180. And, you know, that's still, he was a big dude. You know, everybody's a big dude, you know, when you're, you know, you're fighting 180, 185, 200 pounds, you know. I'm 5'8". Now I finally get somebody a little bit closer to my size. I feel like I could use my boxing skills a little bit better. I'm not going to have to bum rush this guy like I do all these, like, you know, giants. And I'm feeling good about it.
So I usually always ask, like, when people deal with losses, how they handle the losses. But it seems like you already knew that you were trying to get into BKFC, so it really didn't matter, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, losses suck no matter what. You know, nobody wants to lose. But, I mean, I was always in these underdog situations. I fought a ton of undefeated fighters. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, you might call it a money grab because it pays better to fight guys with better records. And I'm a little bit older, you know, I'm 39 now. I went pro at 35, which, you know, not a lot of people do. And it was right away. It was like, there was this urgency. Like, I gotta go after it. I don't have time to build my record against easy opponents and come up that way. And like one day get some big fight. Cause I've been beating all these B-side guys. You know, I was a B-side guy and I was okay with it. You know, I want to cause an upset. That was what I was out there doing, fighting undefeated guys. And, you know, I pulled off a couple upsets, and like I said, I won a state title, and like, and again, like you said, it was like, this was the plan anyway. I'm trying to do bare knuckle. Yeah. I wasn't trying to be the WBO boxing champion of the world, you know. I want to be the KFC champion of the world, you know.
Now, is that the standard that they've been telling people, that y'all got to be pro boxers first? Because I know sometimes cats go through the BKFC prospect series.
Yeah, actually, I think that's the only other way to do it, because basically, I think the rule is that unless you're a professional boxer, kickboxer, MMA fighter, or Muay Thai fighter, you can't fight in the BKFC. They only want professionals fighting. They're not trying to really breed their own pros. I mean, well, they are through the prospects.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the other way to do it. You know, you start off as an amateur and go through that way. Obviously, you can't get paid for those fights, and it's not exactly bare knuckle, but it's a very similar rule set. You just have little like MMA gloves. So, you know, that's a good way of doing it. But like I said, I was like, you know what? I'm an amateur boxer. I'm going to be a pro boxer real quick and see what happens with that. And that was my, I made the transition. Now I'm just doing bare knuckle. I think I'm going to try to finish my career out doing this. But, you know, we'll see. You never know.
So what has the transition been like, though? Is it been easy or hard?
I mean, I don't know. Like, for me, I think I don't want to call it easy. There's nothing easy about this sport.
Yeah,
but like, you know, like older guys are coming out of retirement. My opponent is. I don't know if this is why, but I think a lot of guys are thinking that, you know, maybe that they can handle the shorter rounds more easily. You know, like, I mean, it's a fast-paced fight. It's designed like so that there's a, you know, it's an exciting fight, you know, which is what I love about it. That's my style anyway. I didn't come out here to dance. I want to fight, you know. So, like, it's a smaller ring. It's exciting that way. But, yeah, I think, like, the shorter rounds, you know, it's like guys want to, you know, like older guys are coming out because they think it's, you know, again, I don't want to say that makes it easier. But, you know, for somebody like me that's going 100 miles an hour, like, it's better, you know, like, it made the transition a little bit easier, I guess, you know, because it's like amateur boxing is 2 minute rounds. I went from 2 minute rounds to 3 minute rounds. Now I'm going back to 2 minute rounds, and it allows me to, you know, continue to be aggressive and worry about winning the fight and not worry so much about, you know, making it through the fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We've had somebody that we interviewed before. I forgot who it was. They said with pro boxing, it starts out slow and then speeds up, but with BKFC, it starts out fast and then slows down as you go through the rounds more.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, I think it slows down a little bit because guys start getting a little bit tired. But you know, but I mean, it's designed to start off fast because, I mean, just for example, like, you know, when they say toe the line, I mean, it's because you start in basically the middle of the ring. You know, you got a line, you put your toe on the line, and like, you fight, you know, like, otherwise you're starting in a corner. If you're in a regular boxing match, you come out from the corner, and then ring control is the whole thing. Like, you go and you try to cut the ring off. If you're the aggressor, you want to corral your opponent into the corner. You say, okay, you know, from this post to that post, you know, he's not getting past me. You try to make that area smaller and smaller. Like in this, it's like, you know, it's a small ring. There's not a lot of room to run. And I like that because I'm not trying to run anyway. It just gives my opponent less room to run for me, you know?
That's what's up. So how much do you know about your opponent? I was looking him up. I seen a fight he had him. I guess he's from Bellator MMA.
Yeah, he fought for Bellator for a while, I think. You know, I don't know, like, a ton about him. I feel like I know enough. You know, he's a serious fighter. He's no joke, you know. He's a little bit older. Hopefully, hopefully he slowed down a little bit, but, you know, I mean, I'm definitely not counting him out. He's a game fighter. He was, as far as I know, he was in the Olympics a while back for judo, I believe. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. I think he's a black belt in judo.
Yeah.
You know, he's a game competitor. But, you know, I don't know. I got power. I got a shot against anybody. Yeah. What's that?
He can't do all that in BKFC. The judo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm a boxer. He's a boxer too. He's everything, you know. But, you know, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't like to be too cocky. I don't like to, you know, I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. I'm a fighter. I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, I like to match up, you know. I mean, I don't want an easy fight. I don't want, you know, if I win, I want to get credit for it, you know. But, like, you know, I mean, stylistically, I don't know, maybe I have the advantage. But then again, there, you know, he's an accomplished grappler. There is a little bit of a grappling aspect to it. Okay. I feel like, you know, maybe he's going to be more prone to fighting the clinch than I would, because, you know, he, you know, is good at stuff like that, grappling. Maybe you try to isolate an arm, maybe try, you know, the half tie plumb, all that stuff. I don't know. I'd rather box with the guy, but then again, I mean, I'm short, so I'm powerful. I'm comfortable fighting inside. That's what I normally aim to do. I don't know. It's a good matchup. I mean, you know, for both of us, it's an exciting fight, I think, you know. But, you know, with no gloves on, I mean, anything could always happen no matter what, but especially with no gloves on, we might fight five rounds, but it might be a quick one. You know, it doesn't even matter. You know, sometimes if you're, you know, how good you are, how experienced you are, how whatever – if you bob when you should weave and you get caught, you get caught, and, you know, the fight's over, man.
Does it make it harder to come up with a game plan knowing that you don't really know his style since this is his first match?
You know, you got to fight your fight. You got to, like, you know, I mean, of course it helps to, like, have an idea of what to expect from your opponent. But either way, I'm going to kind of try to control the fight and do what I want to do. I'm going to try to have the kind of fight that I want to have. So, I mean, it doesn't really that much. You know, you can't worry about what the other guy's going to do. You got to worry about what you're going to do and try to stick to the plan, try to fight your fight, and, you know, hope you land something big before he does, you know.
What's a typical training day for you look like?
I mean, you know, my cardio has always been my weak point. I've been trying to run. That's always been tough for me, too, because my knees are kind of bad. I've been in the moving business for a long time. I own a small moving business, and that's been rough on my body. So, you know, sometimes I'm limited. I like jumping rope. You know, I love sparring, but you can only spar so much. You know, I don't want to be brain dead when I'm older, you know what I mean? But, you know, I like to hit the heavy bag. I like to move around. I like to spar. We work on drills, you know, like now that it's bare knuckle, you know, you work on certain things, escaping, you know, like if somebody's trying to fight in the clinch and you're not, you got to, you know, try to practice escaping that situation. You know, I work on my footwork. I work on my hand speed. I work on my defense, my head movement. I mean, everything, you know. But, you know, obviously when you get a little bit older, things change. You know, again, you try to do less sparring, I think. That's another thing with him. I don't know how much sparring he's doing. I mean, probably a decent amount, I guess. But then again, you know, it's very difficult to spar with no gloves. It's very difficult to get used to fighting with no gloves. He seems like a pretty straight-laced guy. He probably has, I don't want to assume too much, but I don't know how many street fights and bar fights this guy's been in. You know, I feel like I got more experience than most people would think that it's not exactly documented, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable fighting with no gloves. And, you know, I was an amateur boxer. I was fighting in school. I was fighting in the bar. I was fighting in jail. I was fighting in the street. You know, I was fighting in the ring. I was fighting in the cage. And I'll be damned if there's going to be some bare knuckle boxing going on without me being in there fighting, you know.
Now, how many fights are you under contract for right now?
I mean, I recently signed a one-year contract with CNC Management. I think I'm supposed to have at least three fights this year. Okay. Maybe four, but that's pretty much where we're at right now. I've already had one of them, so I guess I could expect a couple more this year, and hopefully maybe we extend it. We'll see what happens, you know. I guess it kind of depends on how these go, you know.
I have noticed a lot of the fighters do have a lot of fights spaced out through a long period of time sometimes, because there is, like, there's, what, 200-something fighters, I think, at BKFC, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of fighters. They do have a lot of events, though, you know. So, you know, guys can stay pretty active, and I'm a pretty active fighter. I mean, these fights I've had, you mentioned I had 15 pro fights. That was actually, like, within the last 3 years, you know.
Okay.
I average 5 fights a year, which is, you know, that's kind of
that's
a lot.
Pretty good. Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys joke at the one of the gyms I go to that, you know, Scotty's, like, the most active. These guys fighting every weekend, you know. You know, it's like, they tell me to spar more, but it's like, why don't you fight more, you know, you know, I stay ready because I've been fighting all the time, but, Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, man. Again, you never really know, but I want to stay active. There is a lot of fighters, but stuff happens, man. You never know. Guys get hurt training all the time. Guys get hurt fighting. And, you know, you always got to stay ready because you can get a call and all of a sudden they want you to fight. I was asked to fight in Virginia in April all of a sudden because somebody was injured. They wanted to put me on that card like out of nowhere. But I was trying to drop a weight class, and that was to go up a weight class. I just wasn't anywhere near big enough to fight at 205. I mean, I was going down to 165. And I guess, I don't know, they didn't realize how serious I was about that. Actually, I've said 175 at first, but I decided I'm going to keep going with it. but that's where we're at now.
So you're in the welterweight division. That's Austin Trout's division.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I was, again, I fought at 180 last time. You can fight at 175 or you can fight up to 185. It was a catch weight. We agreed on 180 pounds last time. But again, you know, like, I think it's smarter for me to be more disciplined. And, you know, I mean, I work out. I try to get big and strong. For what, you know, like, I'm a boxer. You fight bigger, stronger guys, it doesn't really make sense. You know, you got to act like you're in the sport you're in. So I'm getting lean and mean, and I'm picking up some speed, and I think 165 is going to be where I'm at. I think that's where I'm going to do well, you know.
So you're not looking into like doing two weight classes like a lot of these cats?
I mean, I'm open to it, you know. Okay. Like it, you know, it's like, dude, I don't know, if it pays, I'm in there. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'll fight.
Like, you just want to fight. Yeah, you just want to fight.
Yeah, like, you know, my old manager used to tell me, like, it's easier to get you fights in the cruiserweight division, so we should just do that. And I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. But it's like, yeah, it's easier to get, you know, because everyone wants to fight the little guy, you know?
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
Again, I was the little guy. I was 5'8". I was fighting guys up to 200 pounds. Some of them weren't even making weight. I was still fighting them. And I ended up the cruiserweight champion in Massachusetts. And, you know, these guys were up to 200 pounds. And I was walking around at 190, fighting at 185 because I was in shape, you know, because I'm a better fighter at that weight anyway. So, I was 15 pounds below the limit of the weight class and the champion. So, you know, it's not all about how much you weigh, you know.
So how many years you think you got left in this?
I don't know, man. I hope a lot. Like,
I mean,
right now,
some
I'm feeling
guys
pretty
fighting
good. You know,
the 40s, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're 40 years old, most states' athletic commissions want to do a lot of extra tests, and they like all of a sudden it costs more money for the promoters to, you know, put you through all these, you know, tell you need extra, you know, the MRIs and the EKGs and the CAT scans and all this stuff. So a lot of guys retire around 40. And, you know, I feel like that's part of the reason why I had a 1-year contract. I just signed a 1-year deal because we're going to revisit, you know, all this when I am 40. I'm 39 now, so it just made sense. Maybe I'll retire after this year. If I'm doing well, I could definitely see myself sticking around a little bit longer. You know, I'll just hope for the best, you know.
What's your ultimate goal in BKFC right now?
I mean, I feel like I got the same goal as pretty much everybody, man. I mean, I feel like, 90% of the guys you ask that question,
they just want to win the belt.
They want the belt. They want to be the champ. You know, like, listen, you know, nobody wants to do this to just, I mean, people want to make money. People want to, you know, there's all kinds of reasons you want to do it. But, like, the ultimate goal has got to be the belt. You shouldn't be in here, man. If you don't think you can, you know, be the best, why compete at all? You know, like, I want to be the champion. I don't know if this is the weight class that I'm picking for sure, but I don't know. I'm about to go test it out. It might be where I stick around. It might be where I do well. It might be, you know, who knows? But yeah, I want to keep fighting. I want to keep winning. I want a title shot, and I want to win.
Yeah, I definitely, my time watching BKFC, it does feel like there's a few cats in there that's dodging a few people.
Yeah, for sure. But it's so stupid. I mean, I get it in a way. Like, I you know, because people hesitate and they don't believe in themselves. But what are you even here for, you know? If you just want to look cool on Facebook and you want to make some money, I get that too. That's not the worst thing in the world. But, like, I mean, again, this is a competitive thing. This is a, like, you know, guys that fight for a living, like, you know, we're alphas, you know, and it's, I hate even talking like that because there's no such thing as alphas. It's the alpha, You know,
yeah.
I'm the alpha. I'm not an alpha. You know what I mean? I'm here to prove that I'm the man. You know, I lost my last fight. That day I wasn't the man, but I'm planning on kicking some ass on my next fight. I'm going to kick some ass the one after that. You know, I don't know, man. If you don't want to be the champ, I don't know what the fuck you're doing out here, bro. You should fucking go, I don't know, play something else. I don't know. Different fucking sport. You don't play boxing. You don't play bare knuckle, you know. You should go play a game. You know, this is a sport, but it's not a game. It's a fight.
So I'm guessing you don't like the politics around when they like pat fights, when like I've seen where they basically give a fighter fights that they know that he's going to win. They
really want to keep, especially in boxing. Boxing is like the worst.
Undefeated and whatnot.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, there's always an agenda. Anytime there's money involved, there's going to be people trying to control the outcome of what goes on. So they're going to stack the deck in whoever's in their guy's favor. They're going to pick guys that they think that they can beat. You know, honestly, I mean, you know, I've gotten a lot of fights because people thought, because I was the little guy in the weight class, because I was the short guy. They were looking for a B-side. They want their guy to win. So in a way, being shorter, being older, you know, having these disadvantages has been an advantage to me because it's given me opportunities. You know, people weren't too afraid to fight me, and so they gave me a chance. And again, a couple times I surprised people. I surprised my opponent. I knocked somebody out, and you know, I don't know. A lot of people might have said that I didn't even deserve a shot at a state championship or whatever, but like, you know, they tried to pick an easy opponent, and I knocked the dude out, and then now I'm the champion.
That's what they got. So, yeah, that's what they got. Yeah.
You know, so you got to be careful. You know, a lot of times it's the no-name guys you got to worry about, you know. Like, we're hungry, you know. I'm not in here to fight. I'm in here to win. I'm not going to go in there and just try to survive. I'm going to go in there and try to win the fight. And you might think you have every advantage over me, but I don't know, man. I got hands, too. I hit pretty hard. You never know. Nothing's guaranteed. And, again, this is they talk about a game of inches. This is a game of, like, millimeters. You know, you slip a punch, you know, you counter and win, or you don't slip a punch and you get dropped and you lose. You know, sometimes you don't even remember what happened. You know, it's just the fight's over. You lost and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go back in time. You're like, oh, but I should have done that. I would have done that. You didn't, bro. You got hit. That's what happened. You know,
that's what's up. How big do you think BKFC can be?
I think it's going to be huge, man. It's growing and growing, and I believe in it, man. I'm so excited to be a part of it. It's so cool. It's surreal to me. You know, like I said, especially when you accomplish a long-term goal, it's exciting. And I was like trying to do this for a while, and now I'm here, so it's very satisfying. But like, I'm really excited about it because I really do believe it's going to be the biggest thing. If you say right now, like, oh, I'm in the UFC, people are like very impressed by that. Like, yeah. You know. Already people are impressed that I'm fighting in the BKFC, but years down the line when it's really big, it's like, you know, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, Scott fought in the BKFC. Like, no, he didn't. People, no way. But, yeah, I did. You know, it is a major accomplishment, and I think it's going to keep growing. It's going to be – it should be huge. It's an awesome sport. It's an awesome idea. It's awesome people that run it. They, you know, they're doing a great job. With everything as far as I can tell you. I mean, I showed up and, I'm nobody really yet, but they made me feel like a star as soon as I got there and they gave me an opportunity. And you know, they mix in guys that, you know, like people don't expect too much from with these guys, these superstars from the UFC and whatever. And, you know, anything could happen, man. You know, like they give people chances and, you know, opportunities and, you know, we're trying to capitalize on them. That's what I'm here for, and I appreciate the hell out of it.
Yeah, so, I think it's a great thing. I don't personally know David Feldman or Nelson Lopez Jr. Yep. But I've heard nothing but good things about them. I know Josh Chassie. You know Josh Chassie?
I'm not sure if I know Josh. I've met David.
I think he works on the entertainment side of things and whatnot. But you know, he got us some interviews. Like our first interviews when I was producing a Circle of Kings, and me and the guy with that, we kind of had some differences because we went our separate ways. He actually does the Knuckle Town Official now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with Knuckle Town Rankings and all that.
No, not really.
Yeah, they actually do some rankings on BKFC as well, and then BKFC got their own rankings, and then somebody else got their rankings as well. That's another thing. There's so many different rankings. It's like it's always hard to decide, you know, who's ranked what, where, you know?
Yeah, what's legit and who, what means something, what means what. I don't really know. But, I mean, as far as like the guys you just mentioned, like David Feldman and Nelson too. I know him, and you know, he's a great guy. David's a great guy. Like that's why I'm excited to be a part of this, because it's like, you know, it feels like they're pretty fair with the guys, and like I was excited that they're having me back. I lost my first fight, and like I'm so much better than you know, that performance, and like I was like, damn, I like blew my tents. Like I could have been kicking everyone's ass, and I just like I don't know, it wasn't my night, and like I didn't feel good. Maybe I let the nerves get to me a little bit. I was so excited. I was too excited, and I was just like, you know, going too fast. I was rushing everything. I was just wanted to like fight too bad, and you know, I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't have my footwork together. I was kind of off balance, and you know, I went down a couple times. There weren't even knocked. I mean, there was like probably two legit knockdowns. But like I was also just getting pushed over a little bit, and like I didn't really have my legs under me, and I just felt like it wasn't a great performance, and like I was upset about it, and I thought like, you know, I might have blown my opportunity, but you know, I think that they see the fighter inside of me, and you know, they know that I want to fight. I didn't want that fight stopped. I would have kept going, and like, you know, and I'm coming back stronger and like in better shape and faster. And I feel like I'm going to do well. And, you know, I'm lucky that they're cool, and they're like, you know, they're giving me another chance. So I don't want to waste it. I'm going to come in there, drop some freaking bombs.
What'd you think about the news they announced about Conor McGregor becoming a BKFC partner?
I think it's cool. You know, I'm a fan, you know, I've always been a fan of McGregor. I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, I think it's awesome. I was excited to hear about it. Actually, I'm like, I keep asking everyone, like, yo, you think he's gonna be at BKFC 61? Because like, I'd love to meet him. You know what I mean? I feel like I might have an opportunity, but I don't know. I'm not sure if he's gonna be there. I hope he is. But I think it's really cool. Like, you know, he's a cool guy. He's a fighter. He understands fighters. I believe. Well, David Feldman is too. I think that he understands fighters as well. So that's why it's a good organization, but I think that Conor will even bring more to that, and you know, hopefully it will help fighters in the long run. You know, fighters getting paid, you know, just it'll help the organization just be more exciting. Everybody loves Conor McGregor. He's a hot ticket. You know what I mean? So it can't hurt.
Yeah, and J.R. Ridge thinks that David Feldman is going to try to get him at least fight one fight, you know, in the BKFC. And if he does, I think it'd be huge for the sport, you know, because the eyeballs would be on it, you know.
Yeah, I think he would. I think he's going to fight. It would be huge. It would be awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I'll fight
him. I don't know who they're going to have him fight. Yeah,
I love the guy. I'm a big fan, but like, who wouldn't want to fight him, you know? Like, that'd be a huge honor, you know? I think it'd be awesome. But yeah, I'm excited about it. That's badass. That's awesome.
Well, look, man, I'm about to wrap this one up. I got to head out and go to the store. Anything you want to shout out before we go?
I don't know. I guess let me shout out a couple people real quick. Shout out Champs Boxing Gym. In Danbury. I shout out my guys over at USA Karate, Giancarlo Boxing. You know, just a bunch of guys that I train with. I appreciate you guys. I got a couple of my guys working my corner, Zach and Joe, Zach Borner, Joseph Parker. They're going to be in my corner with me at Mohegan Sun. We're bringing the thunder. I don't know. There's a million people I could thank for like a million things and all that. I'll wait until after I win the fight and they give me the mic. But, you know, Caitlin Ball, one more. All right. Her too.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for reaching out for the interview. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. Cause I definitely need to do more BKFC interviews under my belt.
I saw that you interviewed Zach Shark Attack Gallant. I saw a couple things and I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm in there, man. Anything I could do to try to promote myself, get my name out there and let people know, I'm looking for sponsors. I'm looking for fans. Like, you know, let's do this, man. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to put on a show for you people. Let's do it.
I'm definitely going to chop up, you know, clips like I did for Zach and JR and throw them out there for you, tag you in them. Anything you want to say to Rick Hahn? I think he go by? Genghis?
Genghis Hahn, I guess.
It's really Genghis. It's really Genghis.
Oh, is it Genghis? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. Not particularly. I mean, you know, much respect. Look forward to, you know, sharing the ring with you. It's an honor. Nothing against you, but you know, I mean, we'll be friends afterwards. But in between bells, you know what it is. Straight I've business, man. That. I'm like, looking forward to it.
A lot of friendships afterwards. I seen.
Yeah, Matt. People got mountains of respect for each other. You know, I definitely have a lot of respect for him, but. You know, we just can't be friends with, in between bells. That's all.
Yeah, I saw somebody. I forgot who it was. Knocked somebody out and was over there, like helping them out instantly. Who's my man that does the ringside announcement? I can't think of his name right now.
Are you talking about a ringside announcement? Is he
the former MMA cat? I can't believe I can't think of his name right now. Chris Lights Out Lotto. Chris Lights Out Lotto. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a great guy too. He's real cool.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's great. Great guy, man.
Yep. I mean, like, you know, that's the sport, man. People, you know, it's people have a lot of respect for each other because we know what goes into it. We know how hard it is to train for this stuff. We know how, you know, how much nerve it takes to go out there and get in that ring and expose yourself like that and just let it all hang out in front of the whole world. I got respect for anybody that gets in that ring. I got even more respect for them if they get in that ring with me. So, you know, like, I'm looking forward to the fight. Rick Horn, good luck. You know, I'll see you there, buddy. Everybody else, thanks for, you know, coming out to the show. Everybody come out. If anybody needs tickets, hit me up. Let me know. I still got some tickets. And, I don't know. Win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a party. We're going to have a great time. Come on out.
Well, you're a friend of the show now, so I'm going to definitely make sure I follow you on all your socials.
Oh, for sure.
Stay,
same here.
Stay in tune to what you got going on. Anytime you want to come back on, please do. You know, let cast know, Paul Pinker Podcast. We definitely doing BKFC interviews over here. I mean, we done produced a lot with the Circle Kings as well. And I appreciate you coming on, man.
Scotty Bombs
Lampert, man.
That's right, bro. By the way, real quick, just so you know, they call me Bombs because I drop bombs on fools, but it's not just that. I inherited that nickname from Johnny Bombs Carlo. He's mostly known for knocking out Leon Spinks back in the day, who won his title from Muhammad Ali. But that's the guy that trained me. I've also had a bunch of other great trainers since then, but I still definitely represent Johnny Bombs Carlo Boxing to the fullest. And we got hopefully he can come out to the show. I got some of his guys working my corner. We're gonna call the scene out there. It's gonna be a good time.
Well, make sure y'all tune in. BKFC 61 in Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohegan Sun Arena. Scotty Bombs Lampert. Appreciate you coming on, my brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, peace. Well, you heard it. Scotty Bombs Lampert about to be fighting at BKFC 61. And definitely stay tuned for that. It's going to be really, really great. His opponent is actually fighting his very, very first pro fight in BKFC from Bellator MMA. It's going to be very, very interesting. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Paul Pinker Podcast, and we out. Peace.